Hi everyone, this is Mrs. Gray. I'm a sixth grade teacher here at Woodbury, and I am really excited to talk to you today about Writer's Workshop and give you just kind of an overview of what we have been doing as a school this year in the instruction or teaching of writing. So first of all, you may have heard your teachers talking about Writer's Workshop, and you might be wondering what that is or what it looks like. So the main thing about workshop is that it is a structure for teaching writing. It provides students with strong models of writing that they can emulate and learn from. It gives kids lots of time to practice writing. And it allows for teachers to come alongside writers and conference with them and have small groups with them on the things that they need to in order to make them better writers. What it looks like in a classroom on a typical day is a 10-minute, really quick mini lesson on a writing strategy that kids can use or that writers use in a particular genre. It also provides kids with mentors. So within any genre, there are good examples of what a student might be writing at that grade level, and students will be studying those in order to see clearly what they're writing could and should look like at an age-appropriate level. It allows teachers to become the expert. So if you can picture kind of like an artist's studio or a ceramics class, you would imagine that all of the students would come in and they would surround the wheel of the master potter. And as the teacher is teaching their technique for the day, the students would be watching. They would maybe give some time to try it out just quickly. And then the art teacher or the potter would send off their students to their own wheels to try it out. And this takes time, obviously. So when you learn a new technique in ceramics, it can take time and you can have your pottery flop and have to start over. And that happens the same way in writing. Sometimes we try things out and they don't quite work. So a workshop model allows students to go back to their seats and try it out and maybe fail, maybe succeed. But all the while, if you put yourself back into that pottery classroom, the instructor wouldn't be staying at her own wheel. She would be going around from student to student, giving them tips, complimenting their work, complimenting what they're trying, and then giving them some tips to help lift the level of their pottery. The same is true in Writer's Workshop with a writing teacher. The teacher becomes the expert during that quick 10-minute mini lesson and then sends her students off to write and expects that they might not get it the first time, and that's okay. But the teacher will come along as the expert and identify what the student needs in order to lift the level of their writing to their appropriate grade level. Kids should be writing every single day. We know that to do anything well, we have to practice it a lot. So just like reading every single day is so crucial in a child's learning development, writing is too. It's an incredibly important way of communicating, and that is why we are spending so much time writing this year at Woodbury. And it's exciting to see what our writers here are coming up with. Malcolm Gladwell, a researcher and author, has said that practice isn't the thing you do once you're good, it's the thing you do that makes you good. This is a really good way to look at a workshop classroom, specifically in the teaching of writing, because it allows kids a lot of time to practice to make them good writers. And that's ultimately what we want. We want them to not only be good writers, but good communicators, and we know that writing is a crucial way for people to communicate throughout the world. Our staff this year has been going through staff development on Writer's Workshop, and specifically on a curriculum that's been developed by the Teachers College Reading and Writing Project at Columbia University in New York City. So we've been using the units of study throughout the grade levels, which build across grade levels to push writers along a progression. So you can expect that as writers go through the grade levels at Woodbury, that their writing will look very different from year to year, and even from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. And even on a smaller scale, from the beginning of a unit to the end of the unit. So it's important that we always hold really high standards for our kids, and that we understand that writing should not look the same from the beginning of the year in any grade to the end of the year in any grade. The curriculum that we are using is tied to all of our grade level writing standards, and it allows kids to have choice in writing within a genre. So while we're teaching how writers write a specific genre, kids are allowed to choose what they are writing about, which obviously creates a lot more buy-in from students, and it makes it a lot more interesting because we get to start to know our students on a much deeper level through their writing. So this year in our staff development, we've been diving deeper into the curriculum, and grade levels have been trying to implement the workshop in their writing instruction. And this was our first year of implementation. So it might look a little bit different from grade to grade this year, but ultimately it becomes this common language from TK to sixth grade across our school, where students are really expected to be writing every single day in the classroom within writing time, but also across the curriculum. They're learning skills that build on each other from one year to the next. So each year is just as crucial as every other year because we all need each other to fill in those gaps for our writing instruction. We started our staff development actually last year, which has been a really fun way for us to grow as a staff and to study the importance of writing. And again, we continued this year with the units of study. I've had the honor to go back to Teachers College for the last 2 years to be trained in this. And so it's been really fun to bring it back to Woodbury and help get Writers Workshop up and running in classrooms across our school. Finally, just a note about workshop classrooms and what that really means is ultimately you'll start to see that we have writing all over the place in our classrooms. Kids need to see writing in order to know what it should look like. And so there will be different models of writing and mentors for students to study and learn from, again, at an age-appropriate, grade level appropriate level. So it's important that all of us are expecting the right things from our students at the grade level that we're teaching, or in your case, perhaps your own children. Workshop classrooms are highly responsive to kids' individual needs. Because of the time that kids spend writing independently, it frees the teacher up to hold conferences one-on-one with students about their own writing and to hold small groups with students who may be working on the same strategy. These conferences and small groups are such a fun way to connect with our students, and it is such a gift of time when we have so many kids in our classroom to be able to sit down alongside our writers and get to know them through their writing and ask them, "What are you working on as a writer today?" The answer to that question should sound very different than, "What are you writing about today?" So you'll hear things like, "I'm working on my leads," or "I'm working on the craft of my writing. I'm working on bringing my characters to life through dialogue and small actions." And I think one of the best things about it is that it's giving kids the language to be able to talk about writing in a way that's very sophisticated, but that also helps them to realize that writing is not something that comes easy to any of us, and that it is a beautiful way of communicating, to tell stories, to argue, to give information, and it's a way to express who they are to the world. So finally, you might have heard about some writing celebrations. These are the best. They happen at the end of our writing units, and it's a way to celebrate all of the hard work that kids have done. So in a celebration, you might not see the final product looking perfect. You might see a folder full of revisions, if that's what we're celebrating, or drafts that have started in one way and been rewritten and rewritten and rewritten in multiple different ways across the unit. Because really, when we look at writing, we want to not only celebrate the final product, but it is so important for us to be celebrating the process so that our writers understand that it is truly the process that makes them a better writer and not just the final piece that makes them a good writer. I would be happy to talk to anyone about Writers Workshop anytime, so you can always talk to your teacher or your child's teacher about Writers Workshop, or you are welcome to come ask me any questions as well. I hope that As you start to study your own child's writing, and as you start to see them progress as a writer across the grade levels, that you see the amazing work that they are capable of at every single age.